Yeah. So you ain't got nobody to blame but you, partner.
Well, you know, like a few weeks ago, it was really nice here. You know, yeah, the summer was nice. You know, all of that was good. But good gracious. Oh, my. But anyway, I'm inside. And thank God I have some heat. Okay, that's one thing to be thankful for. Thank God. You know what? Miss Penny, she was talking on her show about things that we should be thankful for. You know? And aside from the jewelry or the cars or the cash and what, no, cash is always nice. Always nice and necessary. But you know, just being alive and being able to, talk to your friends, be able to do this show. I have my family, you know, my son, my daughter, my grandchildren, you know, and lots of friends here. So, yep, I have a lot to be thankful for.
You really do.
Absolutely.
And guess what, William? I don't know what it's going to be like where you are, but like come Thursday, Thanksgiving, we'll be back up into the upper 50s, low 60s.
Okay. I'm going to find out what's happening this week in the forecast. Because last week we had a couple of days that were like in the 70s and it was beautiful. It was sunny, like 72, you know, 73. I said, oh yeah.
But it should not be 72 or 73 in November.
Well, it was.
In the South. I'm just saying. I know you ain't been there for a long time.
Yeah.
That about ain't right. 60s, 50s probably should be more normal, but
I'll take it though. I bet you will take it.
You're the spoiled son.
Absolutely. So I was going to, I had a program. Oh, there's the brother Tisdale. Oh, he's in Texas there. And we were talking about the weather. Brother Tisdale, Ann and I, we were talking about, you know, it's pretty cold where we are. Dr. Dimmer is comfortable. I want to know about you. What's the temperature there and where you are?
We've been cold around here. We're in the 40s.
Oh, boy. Same here.
We usually don't get that cold down in Texas except like that upper part, that little square part up at the top. I think the rest of them usually, you know, stay pretty warm.
We're experiencing a mild winter for the next several days, and by this time again next week we're going to be in the 70s.
That's not right now.
Okay. You know, just like Ann said, Danny, that it doesn't generally, like I was saying last week here, it was in the 70s. It was really nice, right? And she said it generally doesn't happen that way. It's a little cold where you are. What's your opinion? Do you think that we can contribute the climate change to that, changing in the climate, because things are shifting quite a bit. And in some cases, you take places like where it should be extremely cold. Well, look at the, Dr. Demery, look at the, we're talking about the ice caps melting up there in the Arctic and things of that nature. And I saw a prediction where how fast the ocean is rising has risen over the last 10 years versus the previous 100 years. You know, so all of this is contributing, in my opinion, about climate change. Now, I don't know whether it's too little, too late. I hate to preach doom and gloom, so I'm not going to do that. I'm glad that finally, and I don't know how much progress is being made, but the climate bill was passed by Biden. And so, Ann, what do you think?
Well, I think, and this, you know, obviously is my opinion. I don't believe the world's going to end as some scientists do because of climate change.
Right.
I do think conditions are ripe for to usher in the end of this thing, the way that God says it's going to be, and climate change just plays a part in that. I mean, we have, you know, basically come full circle with our sin in just about every way, including that, you know, very first command to Adam, you know, to you know, take care of the earth, to subdue it and have dominion over it. And so we will destroy this place if the Lord does not intervene. on the one hand. But then on the other hand, you know, if you read the book of Revelation, it basically tells you about some really horrific weather changes, weather patterns that are going to be happening. And I don't know if you guys keep up with it, but it's been very well documented, over the last 10 years or so. There's been a lot of blood rain episodes, especially in places like India. And this isn't, you know, some fringe, reporting going on. We're talking about mainstream news outlets, you know, that have reported that those things have been happening. And then you had really huge hail that has fallen in certain places, I think even in the middle of the summer. And so when you read the book of Revelation, you realize how big the hail is going to get when it starts raining down on people.
Lord.
It's like, partner, that wasn't even close to what's coming. Not to mention the, you know, the widespread, blood rain events. Well, I won't say blood rain, but water turning into blood events. So I just believe it's all part of it. It's all working together to get us to the climatic end of what we understand the world to be at this time. Does that make sense, William? Because you didn't say anything. But Reverend Demery, what do you think?
Oh, from troubling.
Amen.
We shall be at rest. Yes. All of God's saints and angels will sit at his feet and be blessed.
Amen.
Oh, I think that you're right, and I think that we are, well, let me put it this way, and I'm not prophesying. I don't consider myself a prophet, because you know how you determine whether a prophet is genuine or not, right?
Whether or not it comes to pass.
True. Mm-hmm. But I would say this, based upon Daniel and Revelation and all the apocalyptical books, mm-hmm. based upon what Jesus said, the end could come in our lifetime.
Amen. Amen.
It might not.
Amen.
But it could very well come in our lifetime, because mm-hmm. when you look at all the things that we as human beings have done,
mm-hmm.
We darn near killed off all the whales.
Right, right.
Put to extinct the buffalo in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So where are these wings coming from they eating? The buffalo wings.
Darn near killed off all the major species of man.
Right.
Done that because of their greed. Because of their, because of their not being able to manage, you know, what God has given them.
Amen.
So I think that you're absolutely right, and I've said it before. There's a lot that we can do to sound a voice, to stand up on the top and shout. We can sing all the old spirituals and all the old hymns and all of that, but all this has been foretold.
Amen.
For greater,
amen.
Not a lot that we can do to change what has been in motion. Now, I sure hope we get out and vote so Trump don't become president again.
Right.
That can quickly issue in, you know, the opening of the first seal. Trump is a sheriff of the devil. If he don't care, he can easily open up that first seal.
And
blowing his trumpet. So, you know, I think you're right, and I know I'm teasing a little bit, but there's seriousness behind what I'm saying.
Right.
So I think that it could be in our lifetime. It may not be, but it could be in our lifetime. And I think you're very accurate. I think you're being a prophetess in your revelation in terms of what is happening. Danny, what do you think?
I think that, you know, science has a lot to do with it, but like you mentioned before, a lot of these things that we are witnessing are happening, are gonna happen, because they are predestined and predicted to happen in the book of Revelations, and they are coming true.
Amen.
And I will never understand why people think that 45 being such a divider of this country could do anything to help anybody. I don't understand that. But it's not for us to understand, because we're in that time, as it speaks and says, there will come a time when men and women alike will not take to sound doctrine.
Amen.
That's the word. That's what I see, mm-hmm. and a lot of what I'm experiencing, and that's around me, you know.
Wow.
I can't explain it. Mm. I don't know why it's such a hard time for people to see, like you say, common sense is not common anymore.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. That's but exactly
this,
true.
This, I think it is. This global warming that we are experiencing has to do with a lot of the emissions that big oil companies have done, and, you know, killing off the elephants, killing off the fish in the sea. It's just too much stuff going on, and just like you say, Reverend Denver, because of greed.
It is because of greed. I agree with you 1,000% on that. And I was talking to, who was I speaking to not too long ago? It was a co-host that I had on Friday night. Hey, Roz, thank you so much for doing Red Cup Friday night. That was so much fun. But anyway, I was talking about how wonderful, if you look at, just put man aside for a minute, and you look at the world, and you look at the earth, everything that we need to survive is right here on this earth. If you really, really look at it. Now, and man has evolved. I mean, and we talked about, you know, the world itself is beautiful, but then we screw it up.
Yep.
Man, we screw it up. I mean, it's just absolutely awful. And then you agree, you're right about greed too. Because look at it. That has been the thing that really has caused destruction as well. And you can go all over the continent. Now you go over, we talked about, Dr. Demery talking about a species that's being killed. But look over there in elephant where, I mean, over there in Africa where they're slaughtering these elephants just for their tusk. Okay? Yeah. People are dying. They have, it's over there in Africa also, and it's a such thing called, and I know all of you have heard about this, it's called the blood diamond. Mm-hmm. Has anyone heard that before?
The blood diamond?
That's right. Dr. Demers raising his hand. Blood, and because many, many people have been slaughtered over those diamonds.
Right, right.
Okay, greed. Look at the gas prices. Look at all prices going up, housing and all over the place. Greed. It doesn't matter how many people are homeless. You know, as long as they're getting their rent, long as they're getting their lease, whatever it is. Food prices. It's through the roof. So, yes, man is greedy and he's selfish. And then the problem is, we talked about 45 running. Well, he's be running for the law here soon. Somebody told me, said, you know, the reason why he got his plane fixed so he can get the hell out of town. All right. So he can go over in Russia, maybe. You know,
right.
And then for some reason, just like we were talking about, but we also believe in, everybody on this panel believes in voting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now some may think, well, my vote is going to count a little, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you've been paying attention to the midterms, that was supposed to be a red wave. Mm-hmm. It was a red splash. Okay. They did get the House. Oh my goodness. But now, for the House to do anything, it has to go through the Senate, right? Before it becomes law.
But still, you need the votes in the House. This is the thing. I am glad to see that there were so many people who, I totally agree, voted for democracy. Mm-hmm. For things to be as close as they were. But the fact that there weren't enough people to give Democrats control of both the House and the Senate.
Right.
It's still a little troubling.
It's very troubling because you look at
it shouldn't have been that way.
Right.
How is Lauren Boebert going to keep her seat, but you get rid of Liz Cheney? At least Liz Cheney, you know, was for America. But Lauren Boebert, I mean, she's talking about changing the whole Constitution.
Oh, yeah, her and Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, they are all clowns and they keep getting elected.
One piece of legislation her first term, not one.
Well,
but she still has a job. Now you imagine going to work for 2, 3, 4 years and never doing anything and not getting fired.
Everyone on this panel would be fired if you worked in the private sector.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dr. That's Sims.
Hi.
Hi.
Everybody,
how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm winding down, but I'm good. Good to see everybody.
Good to see you too. Love the microphone. That's
thank
really
you.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Sims, you heard enough of the conversation to go and chime in. I think that if you look at it, it is really, really crazy because the Democrats, based on Republicans over the last several years, going almost 6 years, they haven't passed anything. And see, the thing about it, they also promised Dr. Sims that once they get the House, yeah, they didn't say anything about passing any laws that's going to benefit the United States. They talked about going after Hunter Biden. They're going to impeach Joe Biden. They're going to impeach the Attorney General. And not one sentence had anything to do with what they're going to do. You know they're not going to do anything about gun legislation. Yeah, they're not going to do anything about the rise in prices because the people who are taking all of our money is the ones that's sponsoring them. So they're not going against them. So what good is it? I mean, what good is it?
You know, I was listening. I've been really listening attentively with these folks. To me, most of them are a joke anyway. Because the thing that I'm gathering, and you're right, the first thing they're talking about who they're going to hang, okay?
Right.
Their whole mindset is not for the people in rectifying the mess that's been established through their leadership. And I'm talking about both Democrat and Republicans. I voted the way I voted, and I voted honestly the way I felt. However, with listening to them, but I also listened to you all when you were saying about the House and the Senate, I'm of this persuasion. A lot of the Republicans are sick of 45, okay, from their display. You have to watch them, their demeanor. They are tired of his foolishness. The first thing, and I have to reflect on the little speech that he gave, like he's, you know, he's going to be in the White House tomorrow. Talking about he's getting rid of the critical race theory out of schools and things like that. What he's doing is he is trying to make this a dictatorship. And I heard you all say, Dr. Demery, and saying that, or was it Danny, about Revelation, it's going to be fulfilled. It is what it is. And you know what? Who knows? It may come through 45 if he gets in the White House. My thing is what's taking them so long when they have all the evidence against him? I really believe that he's going to get in there. We might not even hold our breath because I believe that the lawless are for the lawless in this season. But the thing is this, from what I'm gathering, and I'm not going to even get turn flips or turn hoops or lose any sleep because what's going to happen is going to happen.
Right.
Okay, as we talked about in Revelation. Revelation is a prophetic book, it's going to happen, regardless if it comes through Joe Biden. They all crooked. They all got something on somebody. They knew Joe Biden when he first got in there that they had something on his son, okay? Mm-hmm. Why wait to the new entry as far as the new election that's coming in 24? They are all crooked, William, and I'm just not going to, because it was stressing me out. I was watching the news so much, I said, these jokers are something else. They are really something else, and they want you to believe that they're going to be for correcting this and correcting that. It's all about still lining their pockets, period, off the backs of the American people. Now, they may pass some laws. I looked at the Senate because we, the Republicans, not the Republican, but the Democrat, we run the Senate, right? We have the power in the Senate. But the House, now, it's amazing. When you win something, you win some, regardless what margin you win. They're so busy worried about, they're supposed to just come, like you said, William, with a big splash of red of the Republicans. You want it. I want you to sit down and shut your mouth and go to work.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something for the American people and get your feelings off your shoulders, okay? Because my thing is this, it's not about Republican. I said this before. It's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about the American people,
right.
Okay? Period. But who's going to tell them? Because we're being shut down, right? So this is what I'm looking at. And this is in the divine order of God, period. We can't change history. What God is, the prophetic book in Revelation, it's going to be what it's going to be. And who knows? It may come through 45. And then, too, it might come through the one that's existing right now. Who knows?
Okay.
He's going to be 80 years old. Come on.
He's going to be
80 years old. Now, he can't hardly. Well, okay.
I'll
leave it alone.
No.
Because it is what it is.
Well, that's okay.
Watch him. He's not looking as good as he used to. I'm just saying.
Well, okay? one thing you're going to have to give him credit for, because he's got more done in 2 years than Trump did in four.
Right. And I believe that.
Okay. You look at the bills that he did pass, even though, and then he had two nefarious Democrats, and you talk about this guy, Joe Manchin, and what's the one out in Arizona?
Sinema.
Those two. Okay, yeah. Because the Senate was thin anyway. It was 50-50. And so if you have those two that's constantly fighting you, then you've got an issue. But I have to say, and then this thing about Hunter Biden, who cares about Hunter Biden? Biden is not in office. See, this is the thing about it. And then I'm not so sure that they have anything on anyway, because they've already investigated him, and the Justice Department, even under Trump, say, hey, there's nothing there. So,
well, they don't have as much as they do on Trump.
Well,
it's
not even close. But see, now let's talk about apples and apples now. What about Trump's children?
Ooh.
Okay. Now, they're in court right now.
Your daughter is not going to go into politics.
She's smarter than I thought she was.
Thank you. Thank you. And that was a surprise to her father, because he didn't know that. She didn't let him know until she made that speech.
But you know, I wasn't surprised.
Not entertained, huh?
I was not surprised when she turned him down, because they don't need him, and they definitely don't. But see, because the thing about it is, now they've been under the microscope too since they even came into the.
Drink some water.
Thank you.
You need a cough drop. You're not getting no cold now.
No.
Drink some water.
The weather has changed here. It's 40 something degrees here now. Oh my goodness. So, but anyway, no. But there's a lot to be investigated. If you want Don Jr. Oh my God, what an idiot he is. What an idiot. And then you got Eric Trump. And then you got Ivanka. All of them have some nefarious things in their past. And Ivanka is smart enough to say, I don't need y'all looking at me anymore, me and my husband. Because, you know, Jared got $2 billion from the Saudis. $2 billion from the Saudis. Okay. That's why him and Trump, they wouldn't say anything when Khashoggi got murdered. You see, all right, they are in court right now, for nefarious business dealings in New York. That's why he moved to Florida. He thought that he could escape the laws of New York. And they said, So what he did recently, he set up another company, and he wanted to transfer the assets from New York to Florida. And they said, That was a way for him to bury that money under another corporation. But you got, you're right, there's so many crooks up there. And look, for our sake, you know, I hope God just gets those folks, you know, leave us alone. You know, if he wants to drop the hammer, drop it on them, right? It is absolutely nuts. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. Those of you who voted that way, you are the problem. And that's why we have the problems that we do in this country. We have greed, we've got racism, we've got bigotry, we got lying, we got stealing. Good Lord. we got a rap sheet. Go ahead, Dr. Demery.
Right.
Here's the other big problem. What was that one senator, that black senator,
Tim Scott,
Midwest, that could have won the election, but it was something like 20,000 black folks didn't even get out and vote because they entertained or either given some attention. And so the problem also, along with what you said, William, is the fact there's a lot of black folks that ain't voting.
They ain't voting.
Right, right, right.
Get up on your lazy behind
that part.
And go vote. Don't sit there and think that people that have part. To recognize you and pat you on the back. Your responsibility is to vote.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people think that, well, if the candidate don't come and campaign in my neighborhood, then I ain't going to vote. That's crazy. That's nonsense. You know?
That's exactly right.
Out and vote. I mean, right. I told people in my church, if you don't vote, it's a sin almost.
Uh-oh. All right. All
hey, tell
right.
me about it. Hey,
well, you know, those are the very ones that got their mouth open all the time about something. My thing is, if you don't vote, be quiet. Don't even talk to me.
Exactly.
Because that's the first thing I'm asking. Did you make a mark? Did you vote? Did you share your voice? And if they say, well, no, I didn't feel like voting because I didn't think, well, then we have nothing to dialogue about.
It really
right,
nothing.
Right, right.
Yeah, they just told you what their mindset was because they
exactly.
people like that really can't hold a decent conversation anyway. If you know.
Well, they still are they're slaves. I mean, you are
that's
slave
it,
to what
right
to,
there.
To what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to act like a slave, then okay, don't now come around acting like you know you enjoying freedom.
Absolutely.
Right? Allow me and everybody else to make the choice for you.
Yep.
When you could have participated in the process.
Well, right? You know, we've got that. We have that. We have those that were too lazy or too apathetic not to vote. And then we have those that will side with the very people that's keeping them down. You got Candace Owens. Good Lord. Well, I know her thing is they're paying her because keep in mind, the NAACP helped her defend a, guess what? Discrimination lawsuit. You guys remember that?
Mm.
Yep. She, well, at one time, see, right now she'll say there's no racism in America. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Now you go back a few years when, Candace, when you solicited the help of the NAACP and they assisted you and you won what about for $60,000 or something like that for a discrimination lawsuit? Huh? You want to talk to us about that? And then you got knuckleheads like Kanye West. Okay. And guess what? If he loses all his money, it won't hurt me. I mean, it won't bother me because look what he is doing. You know,
right,
then you
right.
got people in Senator Tim Scott from, is he from South Carolina? Where is he from? And he says, guess what? There's no racism in America. And he's a senator. Mm. See, I don't understand it because I'm going to tell you something. Some people say one time, if you can't find a job, okay.
Mm.
If you're unqualified to find a job out here in the public arena, go to Washington D.C. and be a congressman or a senator. All right? Mm. Because they are some ignorant people. As a matter of fact, speaking of Lauren Boebert, I think she barely has a GED.
Mm.
I believe so. And she also has a rap sheet, her and her husband. When she was 17, and she was with her husband. He wasn't her husband at that time. And he was exposing himself to girls on the beach. And she ended up marrying him.
Ew. That's gross.
That's exactly right. These are the people that we have in the Congress. Look at Matt Gaetz. I don't know what they're going to do with him, about him. All right? He was accused of, what, sex trafficking? Right?
Mm,
right. Then you got Jim Jordan, who turned his back on his wrestlers. He was assistant coach in Ohio State, and the doctor was molesting these young men, and he reported to Jim Jordan, and he turned a blind eye. Wouldn't say anything. And so these are the fruits of what's coming out of D.C. Folks, if you got a bad tree, it's going to produce a bad apple.
Uh-oh.
All right? You guys are right. How can we expect them to do anything right when they aren't even thinking right? When they don't even mean right, they aren't going to do right, and they're going to go with the person that's stuffing their pockets. And these are the types of people that we are electing to office, folks. Mm-hmm. Go on, Ann.
There's another group of people, especially in the Florida area, who didn't vote, and it wasn't because they didn't want to, but basically they were threatened not to. They were arresting people. who you know had had re-entered society from prison and had gotten their right to vote back, because it used to be, for those who don't know, that when people went to prison, they weren't allowed to vote even after they got back. That has been slowly changing in a lot of jurisdictions, but you know, it's just basically evidence of how the prison system has been used sort of to perpetuate slavery, because you lose a lot of the fundamental rights, historically anyway, that you obtained after the Emancipation Proclamation was formed. You lose your freedom if you go to prison, you lose your right to vote. If you go to prison, you lose your right to bear arms. All the stuff that slaves didn't have, that they were basically using the prison system. And they perpetuated that even into 2022.
Oh, absolutely.
To re-enslave especially African American men. But what's telling is that now that that's changing, laws are being put in place so that people can regain the right to vote. You got folks like DeSantis, you know, trying to
that's right,
people in jail, and did arrest some people who had voted because claiming that they fraudulently voted, and they didn't. And so you know that scared off a lot of folks who don't want to go back to prison. I think it's just another example of Republicans suppressing votes in this last election.
That's right. That's right. You know, and as a matter of fact, those people that DeSantis locked up, they had information coming to them saying that they were eligible to register.
Exactly.
Right? Wow. So it was a setup. It was a setup.
But this is the thing. If there are laws in place, and some jurisdictions have them, some don't. It's been, a work in progress to get people's rights restored to them once they, have served their time and are released from prison. But some states, have, you know, been pretty progressive in passing legislation so that once they are, free from prison, they can, you know, regain their right to vote. So if you're telling me that you sent letters to convicts, ex-convicts, telling them that you have now regained your right to vote, why are you now arresting them when they show up to vote?
It was a setup.
Weren't they doing that to instill fear tactics?
Of course.
Like I said, it was basically voter suppression. It was just another form of voter suppression.
No, absolutely. No, it's a, see, and then they're talking about the Republicans, yeah, Ron DeSantis, see, now you're right. See, a snake would turn on a snake, and oh my God, it would turn, or it would look, they would turn on each other, Danny. Yeah, oh yeah, if it's not in their best interest, because see, a lot of them right now are seeing, because Trump endorsed so many people during the midterms that lost, they look at him as being toxic, right? Well, you look
it was
at that.
Before.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Already toxic.
But and then I don't see. Oh, did you see when they? This is funny. When he made his big announcement last, what was it, Tuesday?
Oh yes.
Okay.
I watched it. No.
They kept cutting him off on the news and kept blocking him out and everything. I saw it.
I tell you something else too. I saw something on a clip. They haven't showed this on a national news that I know of, right? But do you know that a lot of people were heading for the door and the security would not let them out?
They did that, and then the crowd starts calling, "You're boring. Tell us."
Oh, did they?
We're boring. And somebody said, "Tell them to take the hat off," and they escorted them out. he's talking about old stuff.
Oh,
he caused a whole lot of hell for everybody else.
He said
talking about what he's going to do.
Right, right.
My thing is, God, yeah, he's so repetitive.
Right. Hey, Danny. If I'm going to elect a president, okay, now you guys talk about Biden, we ain't talking about Biden right now, but if I'm elected president, at least Biden, in my opinion, has some morals, okay? But he's weak. He says, "I'm a victim." Who in the world wants a leader like that?
He's a con man, that's what he is. And when the 14th Amendment, if they will address it through the 14th Amendment. He can't even qualify to do what he's doing, but they let him do it.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's the thing. Why is he constantly getting away with it? You know, I told William, he's been talking about being excited about all this. I will be excited when he's convicted.
Me too.
Convict him, and that's when I will believe it. He's done too much, gotten away with too much. From, the 2016 campaign trail to the present, it's just been one, let's turn the other way and let him get away with it moment after another. And if it had been anybody else, it wouldn't happen.
Let's say you take out of the 100 things that he's done, let's say if Obama had done one.
Forget Obama. You can choose anybody. It ain't got to be nobody black. You choose anybody.
Go back to Bush, all the rest of them.
Anybody had done this stuff.
Yeah.
Right. It would have been totally unacceptable.
Right, right.
And the fact that you had so many people who still believed in him enough to where the Republicans have control of the House of Representatives is troubling. It's not as bad as it could have been, but just think of the fact that in order for President Biden to get anything done, it's going to be the same way it was before, except this time it's the House of Representatives instead of the Senate, and this time he has to deal with actually dealing with Republicans, who are outright Republicans instead of people claiming to be Democrats who are not.
Right.
So you've got to have enough Republicans who are willing to cross the aisle, work with Democrats in order to get any piece of legislation passed that would protect our democracy, will show up, voter rights, will protect a woman's right to talk to her doctor about getting an abortion, and not only that, go through getting an abortion when it's medically necessary, let alone, whether it's, especially if it's elective, but just if it's medically necessary,
you can
get an abortion in most states. You're going to need cooperation on both sides of the aisle in order to get anything done. And I'm just, concerned that you still may not have enough real Americans who are under the Republican banner to do that. They still may be beholden to their party, which is basically turning into I don't want to say communist, but a fascist regime. Let's just put it that way. Let's just put it this way. I'm glad that it wasn't as bad as it could have been, but I still have some reservations about what they'll be able to get done.
Right, right. Hey, Dr. Demery, I don't know, and Danny and Dr. Sims and Ann, I don't know when you guys saw this story. I saw a story on CNN a few days ago, and it was a young couple, young lady who was pregnant, and the baby died in her womb. And they would
they
not.
They sent her home.
They, yep, that's exactly right. And then she started getting, a fever and getting really, really sick.
Infection on the inside.
Infection and stuff like that. And now until it became a real emergency. Well, it should have been an emergency when they knew that baby was dead inside of her.
It was. They knew that. They just couldn't do it legally.
See, that
doctors
makes no
are
sense.
Scared. They are terrified.
How much sense does that make though? On any level.
It makes none.
Dr. Demery?
Well, it's, it's crazy. I think it was Dr. Sims said they're ridiculous, they're nincompoops, and you know what the definition of a nincompoop is?
Somebody really stupid?
Worse than that. Okay.
And it's just, it's when you sit back and look at it.
Yes.
We're watching Looney Tunes.
Excuse me.
It's almost to the point where you can't laugh no more. You almost have to start crying.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's to me, I shake my head and say, Lord, let me just hold on to what I can hold on to, Let me get out and do what I need to do, and the rest of it is in your hands.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
And Danny,
you know what, William, even in that situation, and I was thinking about the young lady and having inner affections and things like that and fevers. Guess what? That's going to alleviate this ruling, alleviate any kind of legal ramifications as far as suing. Who are you going to sue? Because the doctor is following suit to the law. You understand?
Right.
So guess what? To me, there's just ill regard for life itself.
It is.
What is going down. And so you have to, I'm looking at both, the thing is so out of balance
with their
thought process. Because you're going to put somebody, now I can see, here's the problem I had with people just having sex and getting pregnant and going to have abortion.
Right.
That to me is God's going to get them for that.
Exactly.
Okay? Right. But the ones who have the medical conditions where babies aren't, you have fetuses that aren't even being formed. They're almost in a liquid mass in their stomachs. And they have to carry that to term. That is so, my thing is, God's going to have to intercede because man has gotten so out of order.
That's my point.
They are so weird. Their thought process, let him carry. Let the ones that made the rule, let them carry a baby.
Yeah.
Okay? Let the baby die in their stomach.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Right.
They will be singing a totally different tune.
You're exactly right.
I battled with this ruling. I battled and battled because the way I've been trained and taught, and when I know what the Word of God says. But I would say if they had even made a clause for me, okay,
right.
And I'm going to be honest, if they had made a clause for me, because you have women who get beaten, who get raped. I'll say this young lady that I know, her husband was the product of a rape. And then two, for the mama to tell the individual they were a product of a rape, that demoralizes his thinking of himself. Okay. And it's just a ricochet of things that emotional. We're suffering so many people who are going through mental health issues. It is ridiculous. And guess what? Because the inconsistency of the White House and they're at each other's throats, they're causing more of a anxiety on the people of this nation.
You mean in Congress?
There's such an unrest. My daughter was getting edgy in driving. I told her, be quiet. Don't even look at nobody crazy because everybody is in an uproar. They're having post-traumatic stress. They're going through depression because of the uncertainty of what's going on. And it is just escalating. I really believe that these people who are in the White House, and I'm not saying everybody because you got some that are good, but for the masses, they have to shut up because the ones who've got ill agendas supersedes those few that have a good cause for the people of this nation. So then guess what? They're overrun. They're overlooked. And you either line up and something happen, whatever. That's the thing that I'm getting in my mind.
Right. You mean the Congress. And because you got some nefarious devils up in there, we already know. It's awful. Course. But you know, the thing about it is, Danny, it's by what they're doing is by design. They want us to be fearful. They want us to be on edge. They want us fighting each other. Absolutely. And Danny, you mentioned something earlier about you really don't understand. And the situation we're talking about right now, I really don't understand now because seem like these people, they put themselves on a pedestal, right? Like they're the smartest, they're the wisest, they know how to do this. I'm a lawmaker. No, you're a fool. You know, and I'm serious about this. I mean, it makes me angry. But Danny, what I'm saying is you said something earlier about it didn't make any sense. I don't understand. If I'm supposed to be a logical thinking person, there's no way in the world I can pass a law that says there's no way, ma'am. I'm a sir and you're a ma'am and I know best for you and your body. There's no way in the world that you could, in good conscience, well, let's put it like, let me throw that out the window. They don't have good conscience. But logically speaking, you can't tell me that they actually believe that it's okay to have a woman carrying around a dead fetus.
Yeah, I think these people are so disconnected from reality and with good understanding. They are being so controlled by money, man. Mm-hmm. I believe we got a whole bunch of Herschel Walkers.
Preach.
Uh-huh.
Now, the boldness of the Marjorie Taylor Greene came out after Trump, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's probably always been there,
mm-hmm.
but the emboldened mindset that these people have after mm-hmm. all the things he has done,
mm-hmm.
and them to think that they can get away with some things, and it's
going
to reflect back upon them at some point in time, but it's a lot of them just sitting in there getting all this money because they go in, they're not rich when they go in there.
Nope.
They're not rich.
But when they come out?
After 10, 20 years of being in there, they come out pretty wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin McCarthy, you look at him, you know, he's totally, in my mind, bought off by the Rifle Association.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, he's the Speaker of the House. That is one of the weakest individuals I've ever, besides Mike Pence. You know, there's so many of them, they're weak, they're puppets. They will do whatever, the puppet master tells them to do. You know, just say, Dr. Jimmy, you're leaning forward. I know you have something to say.
I was just going to say another piece of this pie is more along Dr. Sims's expertise, but I am fully convinced. And yeah. There have been studies that have been done. There was an article in Psychology Today that talked about how there is a link between satanic forces and mental illness.
All right.
Not all of it, but another piece of this pie, I that a lot of those people that do ridiculous, crazy things, they have a mental illness.
Yeah. Right.
Head, you know, their brains are scrambled. Mm-hmm. And to do some of the things that they have been doing, you know, to exploit women and to exploit the weak is satanic, I believe. And I believe that they're, and I've said it before, I know I use this phrase over and over again, but they're a shepherd of the devil.
All right.
No way of getting around it.
Yeah. And you know, they are Dr. Sim, but you know, they proclaim to love God, and it makes me, I want to regurgitate every time.
Don't get started on that. Please,
yes,
get started.
Because it makes me want to regurgitate when they're doing this. This makes no sense. You know, good and well that God, like mama said, God ain't in that fool. You know? No.
Just like that. Okay.
God ain't in, no way. How, I don't understand it. It tells me that they really don't believe in God at all. Or
they believe in a God. They do believe in a God.
Satan.
They believe in the God of this land who was kicked out of glory. That's the one. Satan, Beelzebub.
Okay.
All the names that he goes after. They believe in him because let me tell you something. He tries to duplicate. Okay.
Exactly.
The atmosphere of God. He emulates, but he's a liar. But
Amen.
What he has emulated, there's falsities behind it. That's what fools a whole lot of people. Mm-hmm. And since I'll open up this can of worms, and I'll go to the church too, okay? Some of them ain't cool. Okay, standing up there preaching heresies, and Galatians 6 talks about that.
Amen.
Talks about them, they're led away with the cares of their own flesh and
Amen.
With filthy lucre, okay?
Yeah.
And yielding to the deeds of their flesh. But how did they get there? They had to yield to the deceptor. Okay?
All right.
There is a deceiving spirit that is off the hook. Okay.
Preach.
And when they don't have their own solid relationship with God, they are mm-hmm. subject to believe anything.
Amen.
Whatever floats their boat, they will go after it because just like the White House, I can't separate it. Like mm-hmm. you said, those that went in there that were poor, they come out rich.
Yeah.
Same way with the church. They glorify They've glorified a lot of things in the church that, man, you can come from prison to the pulpit. You can get your come up with the come up. Okay. And guess what? They do.
They in a preaching game. That's
they
what
they
are.
In a preaching game. Oh, guess boy. What? They are manipulating the minds of the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Just like we said, those who wouldn't come out and vote, they lazy. They don't want to get in the word of God for themselves. And I told y'all, okay, we on social media. I'm not carrying none of you jokers to glory with me, okay?
Uh-oh. They can't catch
I
a ride.
I have enough oil in my lamp. Let it be known. Let it be known. I'm right. carrying none of you boogers, okay?
Uh-oh.
If you don't want to get right with God, and listen, it's in the White House. That's why they can use Christianity, because Christian means to be Christ-like.
Right, you have
to understand what Christ-like means. And if you're not exemplifying his characters, love without dissimulation, having long-suffering, patience, showing brotherly love, being meek, being humble, going through your persecution, but thanking God because it's for his name's sake. If you're not doing that, baby, you on the other booger side, okay?
Uh-oh.
Because you want to reflect your flesh. And Paul says, I would do good, but evil is always present.
Always.
He was talking about the battle within his flesh. He wasn't talking about and me, you. He don't have to battle. He battles within himself.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what we do. That's where Satan comes in, and he calls dissension, unification through the body of Christ and through the world. When he's destroyed a household, when he's broken and caused divide, he knows it's going to fall.
Mm.
He knows it's because that's what he banks on. The White House is so terribly divided. They are divided. Their mindsets are not on the same things. But I believe if they would turn, as the scriptures say, from their wicked ways and get on their knees and repent, they would get some of this stuff together. But guess what? Their daddy is the devil. And God said, I done turned you over to the one you want to worship. So guess what? I'll call you a bastard. Yeah, I said it. He said, I call you a bastard because that's your stepdaddy. He's not your real father.
Boy.
Preach,
you're preaching now.
Preach.
And, you know, we talk about some of these preachers now. Folks, we talk about white preachers. We talk about black preachers.
Yeah,
we
get talking about foulness.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We ain't you calling know, no colors because they ain't all walks of life.
That is exactly, exactly right. And Dr. Demery, he has no problem calling them out. It's almost like if you really have pride in what you do, you really don't want some nefarious creature in your industry. You really don't. And I don't care what it is. Especially, I would think that preachers need to call out these preachers that are misrepresenting God. What do you say about that, Dr. Demery?
Get right, church.
Amen.
It is going to be a point in time where I know y'all laugh at me because I break out in song all the time.
That's all right.
It really gets me is we're going to have to, and I say we, I mean all of us, because in a sense all of us are preachers in a sense.
Amen.
Separate the kerygma, which is preaching, from the word.
All right. And
the way you do that, you have to offend some people. Some people are going to get offended. They are going to get offended because they're wrong. It's like you said, William, a moment ago. They're a bunch of fools.
All right.
Give you an example. Do you know that the Republican Party could care less about Herschel Walker's dumb behind?
That's right.
Dumb as a box.
They'll use him like a puppet.
You know how much sense in a box of hammers? Very little. The only reason why they're backing him is because they know that they can use his vote and use him as a puppet and a pawn. He is so stupid.
Yes, he is. He's so embarrassing. Yeah. He don't even know he's embarrassing.
You know, when I think he can't get any dumber, Dr. Demery, when he talking about putting his resume up against President Obama's.
Oh, no,
stop
no,
it.
He didn't.
Yes, he did. Danny, you heard about that, didn't you? He said he will put his resume up against President Obama's anytime.
And get embarrassed.
I heard him sit there and talk about he would rather be a werewolf than a vampire.
Yeah.
He was talking about I don't know. He just come off.
He was talking about a movie that you're exactly right, Danny. He was talking about a movie that he saw, and then he get up on stage and try to tell a story, right? And he's really not good at it. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, he was
the
talking
Black
about
Trump.
Where it was.
Wow.
Well, I think the greater problem with a lot of these mentally disturbed ones is the separation of their ability to listen to the Holy Spirit that God put in each one of us. Between that. And that happens, then it after so long a time, I believe that reprobated mind sets in.
Well, and the thing about it is, you got to first accept Jesus for the Holy Spirit to be united with you.
I was going to say that, Ann, because he's just not coming in.
Uh-huh. Right. They ain't got him. That's
the
thing.
No, you
got to
have a condition.
Reverend Demery and Dr. Sims were saying, they do believe that they know who Jesus is because they erected. They have erected a whole picture of this white dude that they say is Jesus. Uh-huh. They've been worshiping him for centuries. They've been using him to browbeat people into submission for centuries. Mm. It is a God that they have created. It's not the one true living God. It's not his son. So they do not know him, but they know this doctrine that they have created around him, which essentially tells them that they are the new children of Israel, and America is the new promised land, and that's why they believe America is a Christian nation. They believe it was God ordained for them to commit genocide against the Native Americans. They believe it was God ordained for them to go to Africa, kidnap a bunch of people, rape a bunch of folks, murder a bunch of people, enslave a bunch of people, and bring them across this water and keep it that way for hundreds of years, and they believe it's their right to continue to oppress all those folks and anybody else who does not look like them, because they believe that they are the quote unquote
chosen one.
Exactly. That's what Christian nationalism is at its core. Okay. That's where that comes from.
It's almost like, and you can open it up and look at it. Revelation chapter 21, it's going to take what Revelation chapter 21 talks about, a new heaven.
Yeah. A new earth. Go ahead, Dr. Demery.
Almost have to take place.
Right.
A new earth, because these people have messed it up. That, like Ann said, they have made a shame and a mockery of the good news.
Isn't it something? You know, and it's really ugly, but see, I tell you something else. I think when you become a certain age, you know right from wrong. But I think that we can choose. You're shaking your head.
Fools, William. I'm sorry.
Come on.
I know that.
Foolish they get. Come on.
I'm sorry. I love you. I do not. I truly do believe that, you know, I look at folks, I'm like, you 50, you still smoking weed?
You better
You 60, you still shacking? It's that type of immature foolishness that you would think has passed away, because when I became a man, I put away childish sin. You got a whole lot of little children in grown folks' bodies.
Come on.
And that's spiritually speaking, that's on the physical side. It's just crazy. And the reason for that is because they have not done what God says. He says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be changed by the renewing of your mind. Reverend Demery said they crazy. They are spiritually insane. That's what sin is.
Okay.
It's a womb in your mind. That's what has to be healed.
Well, let me ask you a question.
That's what Jesus came to heal. First and foremost, the wound in your mind. Look at a schizophrenic. You can see the damage, okay? And spiritually speaking, that is what is going on with every human being that lives. Every human being.
Look at this country. Every day, you pick up the paper or you turn the TV, somebody's gotten shot. Somebody got shot, five people in a LGBTQ club last night, I believe. I just saw something that popped over my phone earlier today, that two women in Moreno Valley, California got killed and shot and killed in their cars. Are you trying to tell me?
And college students sleep in their bed. I believe they were in Marino. There were about four of them got stabbed to death in their sleep.
That was in Iowa.
Yeah,
that was in Iowa. And
well, what about the one that the friends took this girl over into Mexico?
I heard something about
they planned that, honey. They found out, I believe it to the max, they found out how the laws worked over there. They took her. In fact, she paid for their airplane ticket to go over there. They robbed her of $10,000. The proof was in the pudding when they left her by herself many times. They were planning because the jealousy and envy, that spirit is awful. And she had various sweet spirits. She's known for her kindness. But those fools over there, I want them to find every one of them and take them back on over to Mexico. I want them to stay in the Mexico jail because they won't be not like the jails that we have over here. Okay. Three squares of a cot. Okay. I'm just saying. And cell phones and stuff like that. I want them to suffer because they beat that woman to death.
Oh.
Literally.
I didn't know much about
the kind of stuff that we're facing. But it's in the air. I said, I think,
okay.
I said, is it in the water? Is it
it's
in the
a virus? It's a sinful virus.
What it is, we've got more guns.
I told you about those viruses, William, Thursday.
Yeah.
About all those shots.
Yep.
One virus eating up everybody virus. Okay?
Well, I tell you what, I got my shots. So anyway, I got mine and my booster, so I'm good. So.
Serious. You got one shot that, canceling out
that's all right. Booster. Well, it's going to have to cancel it.
Can only last
I'd rather.
Now you got about 52 shots.
Well,
I'm exaggerating, but that's what it sounds like.
Well, look, I can't get unvaccinated now. And I'm not. Okay. Well, I don't know who you're arguing with. I can't go to the doctor and say, hey, take these shots out. Okay, I can't do that. So I don't want to hear. I've got my shots and my boosters, and I believe I did the right thing.
Well, you know what everybody's thinking is they putting some microchips in those little shots.
Oh, well, I don't, look here.
I was telling, I'll make you laugh because I was talking to my daughter. I said, isn't this something? It seemed like they have like a cease for a moment. Then everybody start acting a fool. Then they have a cease for a moment. I say, are they spraying it in the air? What is going on? Are people being controlled, methodically controlled? My mind was just going there because, well, the way the airways are now, the sound waves and things like that, people can be controlled by that.